Nobody can comfort you like God. When the Spirit of God comforts you, it is as your divine parent, as God said through the prophet Isaiah. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Note that to comfort means both to make you feel better and also to strengthen you. We see this in Psalm 23, verse 4, where the psalmist says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The rod grants assuring peace, and the staff strengthens as you follow God's sure guidance. We behold the power of God's comforting with great clarity in Isaiah 40, when God announces to God's people that their time for comforting had finally come. "Comfort, O comfort my people," says your God. And later down in chapter 40, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Jesus Christ came not only to save, but to comfort God's people. He said, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And the Apostle Paul said that God comforts us so that we may become instruments of God's comfort to others, from 2 Corinthians. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." In these troubling times, let your heart prayerfully receive Paul's benediction and be comforted, from 2 Thessalonians. "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word."